You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Te Herenga Mahara, the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission, released a series of data summaries on the state of youth mental health in Aotearoa. One of the key findings of the study was that, despite an increase in stress levels, fewer young people are accessing specialist mental health and addiction support services. To discuss the causes of the issue and how it can be addressed at multiple levels across society, I spoke to Chief Executive of Te Herenga Mahara, Karen Osborne.
If we're thinking about youth levels of distress, how do these compare to what we've seen in the past?
So we are seeing over time an increase in the rates of high and very high psychological distress amongst young people, and so that's started pre-COVID and has continued to increase, and it's sort of stabilised a little bit in the last year or so, but also that rate is high in comparison to other population groups. We'll also say that that's something that we're seeing globally, so it's not just in New Zealand, it's also in other countries.
Yeah, and do we know what the causes of this distress might look like?
Yeah, so we did some work a few years ago, and other people have as well, looking at what are the main drivers of that growth, and heard a lot from young people as well. So sort of distilled it down into four key areas. One was the world that young people live in and the pressures and challenges that they face. So about online safety, about the global financial crisis and financial challenges, climate change, also, as I said, online safety, experiencing racism and discrimination, but also that it's really important to having a sense of connection with family, whānau, with culture, is a really important sort of protective mechanism, and when it's not there, it can contribute to distress.
And while community is obviously very important, there's also these other places that young people can go to get support, right? Mental health support services. How are those keeping up, I guess, with this increased distress that we're seeing?
Yeah, so what we've seen over time is, particularly in the primary and community sector, we've seen the growth of services and youth-specific services as well. So the Access and Choice program, so that's got a range of options. So through a general practitioner, primary care place, through kaupapa Māori services, Pacific services and youth design services, plus there's other options such as Gumboot Friday, there's online options, there's other community-based options. So those are all really positive, and we're seeing close to 40,000 young people accessing those Access and Choice programs and others as well. So that's really positive. We had seen a decrease in numbers of people accessing specialist services, and for this most recent year, we've seen that for everyone, there's about 6,000 more people being seen in specialist services. But the there's a continued decline for the age range from 19 to 24. So we're really concerned about that particular age group, and because we know that that's a group that does have high needs. It's the age where more serious mental illness may have its onset. So it's really important that people of that age are able to access services in a timely way, and in particular the specialist services.
Yeah, and what's the cause of this decline? Is it, a lot of services, or sectors rather, have seen a decline in funding over recent years. Is it the same here?
Look, we don't believe it's funding related, because we have seen positive increases in funding for these services. It's a range of factors. We know that for the other people, workforce has made a big difference. So growing the workforce in specialist services has led to an increase in numbers of people accessing specialist services. So we're not sure why that's not the case for young people. So there's also challenges in terms of barriers of access and people being referred from primary and community services into specialist services. And there's a bit more work that we need to do to understand what's happening in terms of that pathway from those services into specialist services.
Right, and so if we're now looking towards solutions, there's obviously multiple places where people look to mental health support, you know, at the family and friends level, at the community level, and then also at these wider levels. What could these solutions look like to increasing accessibility and increasing the way that our mental health support systems can work for young people?
And look, I think it's right across the board. And I think what's really important is that young people have a voice in determining what services are available and also the design of those services so that really do meet their needs. So that's starting right in terms of that promotion of wellbeing, supporting people to keep connected and to maintain that wellbeing through to access, early access to some of those more primary and community services when needed, be that community-based or in primary care, could be online options, telehealth options. There's a whole range of options that are available to people. But then as if people do need them to be referred on to the more higher-end sort of secondary specialist services, that can happen in a timely way. So it's right across the system. And we did a deep dive looking at crisis responses, and that's something in particular that there are other options that can be available, such as crisis cafes, co-response teams, online options, telehealth options. So there's a lot that can be improved, but and right across the system. And I would say we are seeing investment in those services and new services coming online, but we just need that real acceleration of rollout of those options.
We've seen also there's some stigma among young people in terms of reaching out for mental health support, especially from, you know, mental health providers, especially also among young men. Are there any solutions that we're looking into developing for that especially?
Yeah, and look, it's really pleasing to see that young people are more likely to reach out for help than perhaps previous generations. So there's a lot more of that narrative around mental health and mental wellbeing amongst younger people, and that's a real positive. I think the key is that co-design of services, so having youth voice in there, so increasing like the peer support workforce and the voice of people who have used services and say, you know, what is it that people need, what will make a difference, and working together in terms of saying or designing those services.
That was Chief Executive of Te Herenga Mahara, the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission, Karen Osburn, speaking to me about a decline in youth accessing mental health support services.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.